Picture this. You're surrounded by about 1,700 teenagers sharing ideas and the latest scientific research on issues ranging from coding to cancer. The air is thick with competition, excitement, and nerves. This is the setting for Science Fair, the film that won the Sundance Institute's first ever Festival Favorite Award last month. Here's a bit from the trailer about the judging, the nerves, and what winning the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair would mean.
Today is the day to get it right. You know what I expect you to do. Just do it.
I threw up a little bit.
My vision was starting to get a little blurry, and then I fainted.
Everybody here has the potential to change the world. It's just about how they spin it, and if they spin it well, anyone could win.
Winning will change your life in ways that you don't even comprehend.
We have the directors and producers of the documentary Science Fair with us now. Darren Foster is on the line. Darren, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Christina Costantini is also with us, by the way, of Milwaukee. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Let's start. Darren, first of all, set the scene for us. Tell the story that is told in Science Fair.
Well, Science Fair follows 1,700 kids from around the world on their journey to the International Science and Engineering Fair, which is the Olympics of Science Fair. It's a big international competition. We followed 9 students from around the country and around the world on their journey, and it's a whole lot of fun.
And Christina, as I understand it, I haven't seen the full documentary myself, but we really get to know these kids on this amazing journey, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. So we have kids from some of the best high schools in the world, the Yankees of the Science Fair, and then we have kids from under-resourced school districts, from very poor towns, all over the world. So it's a real range, but they're all teenagers. So they're all quirky and funny, and some of them are a little weird. So it's a celebration. For me, it's a love letter to the science fair, which I did when I was in high school.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about this, Christina. You were a winner, a statewide winner of a science fair here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's right. When I was 14, I won the Badger State Science Fair in Madison, Wisconsin, and it totally changed my life. I had no idea that there was even an international fair that I could go to if I won, and when it totally opened the world up to me. And so, for me, this was a celebration of that world and the kids that are in it.
And we'll get into the science fair world a little more in a bit. But, Darren, I wanted to ask, this is pretty different than the projects the two of you have worked on in the past. You've tackled fentanyl addiction in a piece before, sex trafficking, I believe. This is a very different kind of documentary for you two.
Very different. I mean, Christina and I are investigative journalists by trade, and we've done mostly, TV documentaries that, explore some pretty dark places. But after a number of years of doing that, I was certainly ready for a break, and that's when Christina proposed this idea of the science fair to me, and I couldn't have been happier to try something different. And it was a really, really fun project to work on, and the kids were amazing, and there is hope in this world, which is a really nice thing to get to say after completing a piece.
And Christina, I think there's an easy stereotype that might pop into people's heads when they think of kids who are into science at high school level or even college level. What does it mean to get up close and meet students and meet them as people and not just a stereotype of the science kids?
Yeah, there is an archetype. There's a nerdy, very shut off kid that you think of when you think of a science fair nerd. But they're really they run the gamut, and they are just as diverse as teenagers around the world are. So we have some of those mega nerds in our piece, but we also have different kinds of kids who are doing really amazing, exciting work. I think volcanoes or potato guns when you think of science fair, but the level of research that is going on at the International Science and Engineering Fair is totally remarkable. And, one of our kids made a very inexpensive arsenic tester. Another one is doing groundbreaking work in artificial intelligence. They're really doing things that you wouldn't expect a teenager to be able to do.
And Darren, Christina, as she said, had that background with science fairs. What did you think when you first had this? Heard this idea of a documentary following science fair contestants?
Well, I had participated in science fairs.
Oh, you did too.
But I was more in the level of the volcanoes and you know, potato guns. That's what I went to. So for me, you know, it was a complete revelation that this whole other world existed, and you know, that Christina had competed in. And so on our first scouting trip in 2016 to ISEP, it was the first time I got to experience, and I was just blown away. And I was actually really inspired because, I mean, these kids are celebrated like rock stars at this event.
And Christina,
and it's a really nice thing to see science, you know, sort of celebrated in that way.
And Christina, talk about the value that you see in science fairs, both from your own background and then following it through the kids you followed here.
Yeah, you know, I think science fair is a great program for a lot of kids who don't fit in the traditional academic path. We have one student who's absolutely brilliant, but is failing. He was failing out of his math class when we met him. And then he went on to win his state science fair for his number theory project. And he loves math more than anybody I've ever met, but school didn't spark his curiosity. It didn't engage him. And so a science fair, I think, is great for independent learners. It's an amazing program for kids who don't excel in sports or other things that are very celebrated in the American school system. And so, you know, I think we profiled a number of these characters. It was true for me that science fair is what really got me interested in learning. And so it's sad to me that, you know, Oklahoma just cut their funding for their state science fair. The international fair just lost their principal funder. Siemens, another big competition, just pulled their funding. So it's interesting for us to be doing this project that celebrates science fair at a time when science fair itself seems to be losing popularity in the mainstream.
We're talking with Christina Costantini and Darren Foster. They're the directors of Science Fair. The film follows participants at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, and it won the 2018 Sundance Festival Favorite Award last month. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you participate in science fairs growing up, or do you work with them maybe as a teacher or organizer? How did it affect your life, the life of kids in your school? What did you learn from science fairs? You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll hear more about the documentary Science Fair coming up. We are getting a behind-the-scenes look at Science Fair, the documentary that took home the Sundance Festival's first-ever Festival Favorite Award. Our guests are the directors, Christina Costantini and Darren Foster. Darren, let's talk about that award. They haven't done this before. This is a film that was the favorite from, right, the whole festival, not like one category. You were up against, like, all the stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. It blew our minds. We had no idea that we were even, you know, going to get into Sundance, let alone win the Festival Favorite Award, which is quite incredible. Yes, we were up against about 120 other films across all categories, and, you know, to get this honor was a real shock to us, and I still don't believe it.
So congratulations for that. That's a big deal. And Christina, when are we going to start being able to see the science fair around here?
Well, so right now we're doing the festival circuit. So we're going to be at South by Southwest in a few weeks, Portland next week. We'll be in Toronto for TIFF Kids. But I'm really hoping and really excited about a Milwaukee premiere or a Wisconsin premiere. So, if you know people at the Wisconsin Film Festival, we'd love to premiere there. So, it's hopefully soon, but we don't know yet. Sometime in October, I hope it will come to Milwaukee.
And Christina, you were talking earlier about kind of this moment in science fairs. You're seeing funding being cut in some places around the country, in states, and for these big international fairs. And this is a moment in science where people are concerned about public attitudes towards science, public support for science. What do you think about that as you're taking this film on the road?
Yeah, you know, we didn't really intend for this to be a political film in any way. For us, this was, you know, just a break from what we usually did, which was very sad and serious. But as we were making the movie, we kind of found ourselves in this
situation where a lot of the people at the center of our movie had found themselves in a difficult situation, scientists, Muslims, immigrants. And so we let our characters tell their stories of what it feels like to be a scientist during this time. And so we hope that there are, you know, people take away from this how important science is right now for these kids and for our world. But we also hope that it makes people laugh, and we hope that it makes it, that it's an enjoyable way of seeing the importance of science in our world.
And Darren, you're following these kids for months. They're great kids. They're doing this exciting stuff. Some of them are going to win. Some of them obviously are going to lose. Is it kind of heartbreaking and nail-biting to watch as they go through this process, whether they're going to win or lose?
Yeah, you try to, you know, as a journalist, we always try to remain impartial. But then, you know, as a documentary filmmaker, you spend so much time with these kids that it's impossible not to get invested in them and their stories. And so when it was awards time, Christine and I were just on the edge of our seats and biting our nails and, you know, really hoping for the best for all of these kids. But, you know, just to get to ISF is such a huge accomplishment. It is so hard to get there. And then to win at ISF is just a whole nother game. So definitely, you know, we were... you know, sad for characters who were sad, but we were also really happy for our characters who did well. But for the most part, most people were just really happy to have that experience. So it was a win-win.
And Christina, I mean, for every older generation, there's the worry about kids today and how they're falling short and what's wrong with them. It goes back thousands of years, probably. You spent a lot of time with an interesting group of the kids today. What are your thoughts after this experience?
I would say the future is bright. I mean, the kids we follow at a time when a lot of the adults seem to be acting like children in our world, these children seem to be acting much more like adults. And so, you know, I think if these are our future leaders, I think we'll be okay.
And Christina, as someone who made this movie and as a past Badger Science Fair winner, can you share some maybe inspiration for kids listening, teachers, parents listening about participating in a future science fair?
Yeah, you know, I would say even if you don't think you're interested in science, I would give it a try because I did social science, which is, you know, the softer of the sciences. But it really, getting to the international fair and meeting 2,000 kids from around the world, it changes your life, and it is an incredible experience. And I think Science Fair teaches you a lot of things that have nothing to do with science. I credit it with a lot of who I've become. And so, you know, there could not be a bigger fan of Science Fair than me. So.
Well, hope to see your movie coming to Wisconsin. Christina and Darren, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Darren Foster and Milwaukee's own Christina Costantini. They directed and produced the documentary Science Fair. The film won the first ever Festival Favorite Award at Sundance last month.